In this bulletin, the COP26 fallout continues with Scott Morrison rejecting predictions it's the end of coal. Police follow new leads in the search for a missing toddler's remains. And in sport, a veteran rugby league halfback heads to France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has rejected his British counterpart's suggestion the COP26 Climate Summit Agreement has spelt the end of coal. Boris Johnson says the Glasgow summit has provided a viable roadmap to achieving significant emission reduction targets.
It is beyond question that Glasgow has sounded the death knell for coal power. COP26 was never going to be able to halt climate change. As you rightly say, we were never going to be able to stop it now in its tracks at Glasgow. That was never on the cards. But what people thought we could conceivably do was slow the rate of increase.
But Scott Morrison has rejected the gloomy assessment of coal's future as a power source. The opposition leader has blasted the coalition for its inconsistency on climate change policy. Anthony Albanese has promised Labor will soon release its own detailed plan.
Well, we will have our policy announced before the end of the year. That will continue to roll out to supplement the commitments that we've already made. The Morrison government signed up to a higher target for 2022 at the Conference of the Parties to be in place for 2030. And then they walked away from it. Why is it that when it comes to Scott Morrison, what he says yesterday doesn't matter today?
An inquest into a deadly COVID-19 outbreak at a Melbourne aged care home has been told federal public servants replaced staff despite doctors warning it was dangerous to do so. The five-week coronial inquiry into 50 deaths at St Basil's Home for the Aged opened with the names of those who died read out in court. Victorian State Coroner John Cain will hear from 65 witnesses about how the virus got into the home and spread among residents. In his opening statement, Council Assisting Peter Rosen QC told the court staff were furloughed en masse as close contacts, but the Federal Health Department was unable to find sufficient staff to replace them. He said Canberra-based public servants making workforce replacement decisions were getting clear medical warnings about the dangers.
Dr. Rabin Sinapu, a senior geriatrician who was also part of the Northern Hospital InReach team at St Basil's, told the same meeting that continuity of some regular staff was needed. He said it would turn out to be a disaster if there were no regular staff, and he too referenced the experience at Estia Heidelberg. Ms Koss, the facility manager at St Basil's, told the meeting that it would be dangerous for residents if the staff were to be replaced by agency staff.
New South Wales police are conducting fresh searches in the area missing three-year-old William Tyrrell was last seen in 2014. They say they are looking for the remains of the boy who disappeared from the front yard of his foster grandmother's Kendall home. Strike Force Roseanne detectives will conduct new searches in three specific areas of the town over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Despite extensive searches over the past 7 years, no trace of the child has ever been found. Detective Chief Superintendent Darren Bennett says police are following new leads.
This activity is in response to evidence we've obtained in the course of the investigation. It's not speculative in any way. We're acting on behalf of the coroner, and in conjunction with coronial orders, she will be kept updated with regard to our progress.
A $1 million reward remains in place for any information that could lead to a conviction. To sport, and in rugby league, veteran halfback Mitchell Pearce will see out his career overseas after being released by Newcastle to join French Super League club Catalans Dragons. The Knights will let Pearce out of the final year of his contract to take up the lucrative 3-year deal. Pearce has played 309 NRL games, 238 at the Sydney Roosters, where he helped them win the 2013 Premiership. He also played 19 State of Origin games for New South Wales. The 32-year-old will replace former teammate James Maloney in the halves for the Dragons. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, much the same, 19. Melbourne, a possible shower, 16. Hobart, cloudy and 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17 degrees. Wollongong, much the same, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy as well, 21. Brisbane, sunny and 30. Cairns a shower or two, 33, and Darwin sunny, 37. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.